Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mass at the end of this beautiful day. Two brief things from the passage of Numbers. Whilst the people have been brought out of captivity, they're still complaining. They're remembering, even though they were in oppression, seemingly the good life in Egypt, complaining to Moses, who in turn complains to God. I don't want to do this. I'm tired of these people. I wish you would just kill me, take my life, because nothing that I do is enough. Where can I get food for all these people? What do you expect of me, God? If this is how you deal with me, then I wish I was gone so I can no longer face the distress. Isn't there elements of that in many of our lives? God asks something of us, but we're never really satisfied. I was thinking about, I remember when, and this and that and the other. And maybe I sometimes say to God, I wish I was dead too, because I'm just tired of dealing with this, whatever this is in my life, these people, this situation. But God to Moses and God to this very day has never said it's going to be easy. He said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross and walk with me. It's not an easy life, but it is a rewarding life. And so when we come to the beautiful story of the feeding of the 5,000 in the gospel, we see Jesus really testing the disciples, because he says to them, as he's, you know, kind of said to Moses, you feed them. And the disciples say, but Lord, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Look at all these people. If you've ever had the chance to go to the Holy Land or seen the vistas of the hillsides, they're huge. And they're just full of people. Matthew says over 5,000 men, not counting also the women and children that were there. So maybe add 2,000 or 3,000 more. And the disciples look incredulously at Jesus and say, this is all we've got. And Jesus says, okay, we'll tell them to sit down. And he feeds them. He feeds them with what is given to him. He takes those 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he feeds over 5,000 people. The other synoptics point out that it was Andrew who pointed out there was a little boy here. But again, the question is, what is that amongst so many? It's almost embarrassing to give them just a mere morsel. But Jesus' action, the miracle, is still going to take place. What does 5 loaves and 2 fish represent in your life? And are you ready and willing to give it to God? Now, God can only take it if we give it to him. But what we very often do is we then add in that word, well, I've only got 2 loaves and 2 fish. So I'm already putting some kind of condition on what I'm giving to God. And God says, don't tell me that. Just give it to me. And I will feed whoever is in need. I will take each of your five loaves and two fish, and I will feed whoever is before me because of your kindness and generosity. But if you start conditioning what I can do, then you know what? Keep your five loaves and two fish. Because there is somebody else out there who is willing to say, I know it's not much, but God, I freely give it to you. And I don't put any conditions on it. I just give it to God. And let him do with whatever he needs. Now, wouldn't that be enough of the end of the story? That all these people are fed then and still now to this very day. Except there's one last bit to the story. After they've all eaten more than they could ever have imagined, there are 12 wicker baskets of scraps left over. God knows that these people now have to go home. They need food for their journey home. And so not only does he feed them there on the mountain, but he also provides for them to go back home, however long that journey may be. And we know in the time of our Lord that journeying from one place to another was never easy, nothing like it would be today. But what does that say? It's scandalous, scandalous that God is so generous in his love for us. It's scandalous that God wants to provide for us and feed us and hold us and love us and nurture us and take us to where he wants us to be. And all we say is, oh, it's only five loaves and two fish. God's love is so immense for the people there on the mountainside. And it's exactly the same for us. And in a few moments, it won't be five loaves and two fish. It'll be bread that is broken and wine that is poured that becomes the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And he is going to come to us as food for our journey. That whatever it is that we need in the dailiness of our lives, he is going to give us once he's received from us. We live today in a very self-centered, selfish world and culture and society, and yet there is so much good that is done by so many. But let's not keep it to ourselves. Let's not just hold it and let nobody else have part of it. Let's give it to God. The world is hungry, not just for food, but for so many other things. And we, you and I, have the power and the opportunity and the occasion to just lay it before God. Yesterday I was saying that the older I get, the less wise I get, but I just need to give it to God and just leave it with him. He's going to take care of it. But what do I do? Well, God, let me just tell you, I know you're very busy and everything, and you can't quite focus on this and that and the other. So let me tell you what I think you should do with my five loaves and two fish. No, that's not what I meant. No, I let me tell you what I'm going to tell you. No, that's not faith. That's manipulation. What is that five loaves? What is God truly desiring of me in my life at this moment? And can I just give it to him without any conditions? And there will still be more. There will still be leftovers. Because God not only takes care of the now, He takes care of thee always. So my sisters and brothers, as we stand before God in this Holy Eucharist, as he looks at our lives and we gaze at him in a few moments, it just still amazes me when I and you hold, and I hold up that sacred host and you look at it and you say, Lord, I believe and I give you my five loaves and two fish. I lay it before you. And then God says, come and eat, because I know that you're hungry.